Hello, everybody. I'm George Mind. I was elated the other day when there was that ceasefire between Iran and the United States, but it doesn't involve Israel. Now, it was mediated by the Pakistanis, and Israel says this is inapplicable to Lebanon, where Hezbollah is based, a pro-Iranian Shia militia. But the Pakistanis said, no, it does. I mean, I haven't actually seen the text of the agreement. Has it even been published? And so on. It's the Israelis intensifying their attacks and they're slaughtering over 200 civilians in one day. It's absolutely sickening. Imagine if any other country did this. Imagine if it was Iran who just killed 200 Israeli civilians, or Russia killed 200 Ukrainian civilians, or whoever. But why, how does Israel get away with these endless atrocities? And we don't denounce by protesters around the world, by some governments, but many governments, including the US government, will let it get them get away with murder every single day. It's absolutely sickening. That is terrorism. Just because they wear uniforms and they do it doesn't mean it's not terrorism. The thing is such a thing as state terrorism. So the Lebanese have a right to defend themselves and then to seek military aid from elsewhere. So Hezbollah is not the Lebanese army. The Lebanese military is small and not well armed at all. I don't think the Lebanese government even objects to Hezbollah being armed. So Hezbollah is a political party with its militia. I know the Israelis call them terrorists for defending Lebanon, and so we go on. So I would like the ceasefire to include there as well. So anyway, the Iranians are saying this is a very serious breach of the ceasefire, but actually the Iranians are still firing drones at countries like Kuwait. I would like that to stop as well. So yeah, at least 200 people, 203 people were killed on Wednesday, and there'll be more strikes this morning. So wow. And that's why the Israelis even boasted they would hit Lebanon 100 times in just in 10 minutes. Lebanon, a small country, smaller than Israel in area, in population, virtually disarmed, and the Israelis are absolutely hammering it, just beating it insensible. It's absolutely revolting that the mass murder against defenseless civilians they're perpetrating every single day. Tell them to move to a so-called safe zone. There's elderly people, disabled people, pregnant women, babies. Then attack the safe zone, just like they did in Gaza again and again and again. Wow. So it's revolting. If you want to know why people hate Israel, look at these atrocities. Okay? And it's not anti-Semitism. It's not anti-Semitic to tell the truth. It's not anti-Semitic to call murder what it is. Okay, no one should be mistreated for his or her ethnicity or faith, and that includes Jews. That includes Muslims, Christians, Buddhists, atheists, everybody, those who don't have a faith, or his or her ethnicity. And that includes Jewish people, whether you define them by ethnicity or by religion, and so on. So it's criticizing Netanyahu and his mass murdering policies, not Jewish people because of their ethnicity or religion. And my goodness. He'll always hide about behind that, and it's his crimes which are exacerbate anti-Semitism, and it's not right to mistreat Jewish people, despite the monstrous crimes of the Netanyahu regime. It's not that all Jewish people, or even most Jewish people, are guilty of that. Absolutely not. You should never judge any religion or ethnic group by the actions of its worst members. Okay, and obviously they're very courageous, very moral Jewish people who stand up for human rights, and they denounce Netanyahu and they denounce him as the mass murderer that he is. Anyway, so this is dangerous, and it may well break the ceasefire. Is that Israel's plan? Because he wanted to go further, he wanted to demolish Iran. He would like to put that sort of Western marionette, Reza Pahlavi, back on the peacock throne there. That Monegasque citizen who's lived in Washington, D.C. for about 45 years. Well, I think that's pie in the sky. So he's trying to provoke the Iranians into breaking the ceasefire on a greater scale. But I also blame the Iranians for attacking Kuwait and so on. They shouldn't be doing that. So attack from civilian targets. Fortunately, they've killed far, far fewer people. Anyway, so Netanyahu is saying he's going to continue his war of aggression against this virtually defenseless Lebanon and so on. Keir Starmer, the British Prime Minister, has flown to Abu Dhabi. I think he's going to visit Saudi Arabia as well, and saying the Iranians mustn't hold the Strait of Hormuz to ransom. Iran saying that they want to be paid what transit fees for letting ships go through and so on. Goodness. So the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps in Iran says that ships must get permission to sail through, or they will be destroyed and things like that. So I think one of the things that people would like to say, well, let's and get as much oil as we can through now, because in a fortnight it might be over. It might end sooner than that. People want to fly in and out of the Persian Gulf. Let's do it now in case the ceasefire ends. And there's no guarantee it would continue after 2 weeks or even for the whole 2 weeks. So do it whilst you have the opportunity and things like that. So goodness, they're going to should be confidence building measures, and they shouldn't be ramping up attacks. You see just how treacherous the Israelis are. They're trying to collapse a ceasefire, it seems to me. Got to feel so sorry for those poor people in Lebanon, some of them buried beneath the rubble and, just going to be crushed to death, just going to die of asphyxia. And that's all the fault of Netanyahu and Trump, So on Wednesday alone, at least 203 people confirmed killed, the great majority of them civilians. Can Israel name a single one who was actually a Hezbollah member? No. Over 1,000 killed, and obviously some of those have died of wounds since. So it's terrible. We don't know when it's going to be safe to go be going through the Strait of Hormuz. So price of Brent crude was over $100 a barrel. It fell to about 95. Now it's at $97 a barrel. I know it's always fluctuating. So goodness, Georgia is better than the war were. I think Harold Macmillan said it. So France has rightly denounced these outrageous criminal Israeli attacks upon Lebanon. Goodness. So that's it. And civilian infrastructure, they're constantly targeting. Hezbollah doesn't have much in terms of weapons. It's got like no planes, no tanks, no howitzers, no helicopters. It's got small arms, occasionally drones or rockets. It's just not a significant threat to Israel. So it is beyond grossly excessive, the level of violence they visit upon Israel because of this. It's like a heavyweight boxer against a baby. The slightest attempt by the Hezbollah to defend Lebanon and Israel will murder hundreds of civilians. We've seen it all before. So it is rebarbative. It is nauseating. It's infuriating. And then you have so many Western politicians in the United States and the UK and elsewhere who are applauding this, saying how Zionist they are. Michael Gove saying the IDF embodies the spirit of the Jewish people. No, it's not. It's not the best of the Jewish people. It's the worst of the Jewish people. There's Jewish World Aid and their Jewish people are philanthropists. There are lots of marvelous Jewish people who've made a greater contribution to civilization and humanitarianism than probably any other ethno-religious group. And then the opposite end of that, the people like Netanyahu. Goodness. And then they just get away with this, and they ignore all these rulings, the International Court of Justice about their crimes and the International Criminal Court. Netanyahu has been indicted before that court, and he must go and stand trial with a number of other Israelis. And I'm not saying that Hamas are completely innocent, or certainly Hezbollah are completely innocent. They have deliberately targeted civilians too, which is revolting as well. But you see who's got more military strength, and it behoves them to exercise restraint when they're not actually threatened existentially, whereas Palestine is, and to some extent, Lebanon is. Israel could take the whole of it, and they might do that. Anyway, stop the war.